Episode 312, Dig a Little Deeper, You Can.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sisters of impact. Are you ready to impact the world? Are you ready to say, I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation? Yes, I am. I am here. I'm ready to dig a little deeper. Why? Because you can. Are you awake? Are you still there? Oh, it's been one of those days. Oh, come on. You can get the energy, enthusiasm. You can get moving and grooving. It is your time to shine. Yes, I don't care what side of the bed you got up on, the right side or the left side. Today is your day because you are going to dig a little deeper. Why? Because you can. Now, if you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so excited that you're here and thrilled to have you really present here on the podcast. It's amazing. This group of women and gents, we have a few gents that come on here too. And so, you know, it just, my arms just wrap around you and I just want to welcome you to the family. Now, today we are talking inspiration. We've got to get going because I know sometimes we really don't feel like it. I know I've been there. I've had those days and I'm telling you, with the fall coming to an end and winter beginning to set in, and it's kind of, we haven't hit snow yet, but we've got the rain. And with the rain, well, it should be snow. And it's just kind of dreary outside. And when it's dreary outside, you really don't want to do anything. Now, do you? I mean, come on, be honest. You don't. And when you're staying at home and you're working, when you are even out in your job, at your career job, and you're trying to put everything together, there's some things that just doesn't jive. And you just really, frankly, don't want to do it. But guess what? Dig a little deeper because you can. Now, we are on day 17. Woo! Can you believe it? We are way past the halfway point. Okay, not way past. We're not even to the halfway point. But if you look at the month of November, we're past the halfway point, right? Okay, yes. We are 17 days into our 30-day adventure, reaching for our 60-day push. And I hope you have signed up already. If not, text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. And you can get tools and strategies delivered directly to your inbox. I promise you, I'm not going to bombard you, but I'll just give you little snippets here and there that hopefully will bring you blessings and joy throughout these next 60 days. Okay, are you ready for this? I'm ready for this. First off, though, before we jump in, I have to do a personal shout out to my sister. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, sis. I love you. You know, when you have your own podcast, you can kind of do those fun things. So, okay. Dig a little deeper. Why? Because you can. I got to give you some TMI. TMI is too much information. Yeah, so if you don't want gross things, cover your ears. But it's not really that gross, but it may come across gross. Anyway, so I'm running. And when I was running today, I really began not to feel too hot. And I was like, this isn't good because I'm about 2 miles away from home. And I don't have a place to go take care of myself, if you know what I mean. And so I continued to run, and I was like, oh, man, this is really going to be tough. And one step, and then, okay, well, I made it that 3/4 mile, and I was like, okay, so I'm almost there. You know, I can kind of see my house. Not really. But I was trying to give myself the motivation to keep going because I knew if I stopped, number one, I still would feel horrible. Number two, I would still need to use the facilities, and there would not be any around. So why stop? I needed to dig a little deeper. Why? Because I could. And so I found myself running, thinking, I am so going to lose it. And this is going to be the greatest story of all time to tell. Because, you know, I mean, you hear of accidents happening. And I know I'm getting older, but I still have control of, well, anyway, we like to think I have control over it. And I was just like, but if I stop, what's going to happen? So I didn't. I kept going. And I had to dig a little deeper. And I had to dig a little deeper some more. And man, I was like, ooh, I'm really working some muscles here. Muscles that I thought I didn't know existed. Yeah, I know, TMI, huh? But you see, when you're put into circumstances, you can dig a little deeper. Why? Because you can. A lot of times, though, we don't want to. We shy away from it because it's easier not to dig it a little deeper. It's easier to fall in the habits of, oh, well, I'm really tempted by that sugary, processed, crappy thing in my pantry. So I know I've been really good for 5 days. I'm just going to go have it. It's not going to be a big deal, right? It's easier to fall into that than say, yeah, that sugary thing would be great, but you know what? It's not going to do me any good. So I'm going to stay on track and I'm going to choose to have some protein and some fresh fruit. Yum. And I know for my body, it's going to feel so much better. Where are you right now? Are you needing to dig a little deeper, like the TMI story, and really figure out, okay, I can do this. And by the way, I did make it all the way home without an accident. Yes. And so it was a happy ending. But you do have to know how to dig a little deeper. You can. A lot of times, though, it's easier just to give up. It's easier to sit back. It's easier for someone else to do it. It's easier for us to just like kind of create something else to distract us from what we really need to be doing, which in the long run, you're still going to be there and you're still going to have to face it. So where are you in your journey? Are you in the TMI story where you need to dig a little deeper? Or are you on the side where you're like, no, actually, I'm real comfortable here, Christiane, and I don't want to move? Where are you? Where would you rather be? Are you wanting to move forward? Are you wanting to reach your 60-day goals? Are you wanting to gain traction for 2016? Or is this just all kind of just some fluff and you're just kind of trying it out, seeing, well, can I really do this? I believe you can do it. But a lot of times you need to dig a little deeper. I came across this very interesting I guess quote, if you want to call it, but it's not quoted by anyone. It's an unknown. And it reads this: work for a cause, not for applause. Live life to express, not to impress. Don't strive to make your presence noticed. Just make your absence felt. I read that and it kind of stopped me. Of course, I love to read, as you know, and especially quotes. And I like to dig a little deeper into them. And when I read this, I thought, wow, this really does put you on one side of the track or the other. Where are you going in these 60 days? The 60-day push is for what? Are you doing it for a cause or for applause? Are you trying to lose weight to gain attention of your sweetheart? Or are you trying to lose weight to be healthy, which, as a bonus, will gain attention from your sweetheart? See the difference? Live life to express, not to impress. Are you wanting to be able to actually, you know, express how you feel about something? Living life to its fullest versus living life for someone to say, wow, you're pretty awesome. I never thought you could do that. Which is it? Or are you wanting your presence known, or would you rather be absent and have the absence felt when you're not there? Being always present and noticed isn't always the better thing. Where's your impact? You see, if you're working for a cause and you're living life to express, then ultimately your absence is going to be felt. So where are you on your journey? Are you wanting to really strive for the success that's going to bring you the applause, the awesome impressions from other people saying, oh, I had no idea you had that in you? Or are you really wanting to do this for something way deeper? You got to dig a little deeper because you can. Life isn't easy, and living life is a definite challenge, especially in our world today. There's going to be times that giving up is so super duper tempting. It's so hard to resist. But resist you must. You got to dig a little deeper. You can. I'm carrying that belief torch for you. So when you're trying to figure out what side of the tracks you're on, I would encourage you to dig a little deeper because you can. I know you have it in you. You see, I never thought I had it in me. I did have it in me. And I made it all the way. 3.5 miles later, I made it. I had to dig a little deeper, but I got there. And I learned a lot on the way. I learned that I had control over things that I didn't really know that I had that much control over. I learned that when I set my mind to it, I could accomplish anything. And I finished what I set out to do. Where are you? Are you ready to finish? Are you ready to strive to go all the way and bring in 2016 with a bang? And on top of that, are you ready to be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you? I know you are. Dig a little deeper because you can. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.